Welcome to Steve Martin's Unreal Bluegrass. Daryl Webb will be here, and honestly, Daryl's played with everybody along the way to forming his own band. Very successful band, very dynamic band on stage. I highly would recommend that if you want to see a band that really delivers on stage every second, Daryl Webb Band is the band. And thought it would be nice. We haven't talked to Daryl in a while. I was talking to him this week. I said, you know, it's probably been 90-plus interviews ago that he was on the show last year. Maybe more than 12 months ago. And I think we picked up Daryl Webb. Daryl Webb, are you there, man?
I'm here, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Man, you're hardworking, man. You're calling me from stage and just got done with a show. Where are you right now? Down in Gatlinburg?
I'm in Gatlinburg, yeah.
Whew, man, playing in between sets, folks. That's how dedicated Daryl Webb is. He's on the stage burning it up, and I've seen this band many times. And believe me, when you see him, he's burning it up. And he takes a break and says, I'll get with you in half an hour. Getting off the stage, calling me while you're just cooling down. You're just like a quarter horse cooling down, man. This is great. I appreciate you being available.
Oh, you're welcome.
So you're down in Gatlinburg, and what prompted me to reach out to you is, number one, I hadn't talked to you in probably a year as far as the radio. I've seen you out, but probably about a year or so ago, and that's like 90 interviews in between you and me the last time. So I thought, well, I'll talk to him, and he's also coming up to Turfway Race Park, which is in Boone County, Florence, Kentucky, right near where I live, and I thought, well, I ought to give Daryl a call, catch up on some stuff.
Yeah.
You got, of course, you got the Daryl Webb Band. Who's playing with you right now? Then I want to talk about some other things real quick.
Okay, it's me and Jared Hensley playing guitar, Jeremy Arrowwood's playing bass, Jake Joins is playing dobro, and Brandon Green is playing banjo.
Okay. And then I knew toward the end of couple months or so ago, you picked up a kind of a little, I won't call it a side project because I don't want to make it sound insignificant, but you and Steve Dilling hooked up on some stuff you're doing.
We did. You know, that band started out as a little side band. We all just kind of got together when everybody's bands were off tour or off work in December. We started playing a few shows together, and we just thought it'd be good to put a little record together to have to sell whenever we went out to gig.
Sure.
And we're still doing a few gigs this year, but with everybody's schedule, with the way everybody works, it's hard for everybody to get together. But we're doing a few this year. And it's always fun to play in that band and play with all those guys. They're all great.
Now, did you have a chance to put something down on a record?
We did. Yeah, we did.
Oh, okay.
A sideline record. It's called Session One. It's on Mountain Fever Records.
Okay. So you might, if I come out to see you Friday, which I will out in Florence, will you have that handy?
I will.
All right.
Yeah, I'll have a few of those.
I will save one for me, and then I'll get whatever else you got, but I want to pick that one up too.
All right.
So you are, and as we were getting ready to call you, and when you called and said you were in between sets down in Gatlinburg, I had played this tune, who I think is an album you're still working on with you and Rhonda Vincent. Of course, you go a long way back with Rhonda, but More Life was a tune that I played. And you're working on putting together and finishing up an album with that being one of the songs, right?
Right. Yeah, I'm working on a 2014 is my 20th year in the music business, and I'm working on a 20th anniversary record.
But dude, you're only like 25. How could you be 20 years in the business?
I wish I was still 25.
You know, when Rhonda, I always like to play that. I play a lot of your stuff on the show. But I like to sneak back to that live at Bellamy's where Rhonda does that minute and a half intro of all the people you've played with. And I think, man, it don't get any better than that. And she puts you back with, I think you're back there with Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys at one point through that introduction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got to play on stage with Bill Monroe when I was 11 or 12 years old.
Did you really?
Yeah, he came to my high school where I went to high school at. It was him and Ralph Stanley did a show there. The little local band that I played with was called Black Gold, and we opened up for Bill and Ralph that night, and I got to play on stage with Bill Monroe.
Man.
That's pretty cool.
I hope you got a picture somewhere.
I do.
Oh, great. Oh, that's a great. I just was messing around. I was just kind of poking fun at the way Rhonda lays everything out, and daggone if you didn't actually get on stage with the father and the grandfather, I guess, if you want to try to combine him and Ralph together. But that's a cool thing. What were you playing at 11, guitar?
I was playing mandolin.
Mandolin, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you shifted over to guitar to play
with Rhonda.
With
yeah.
Rhonda, that's right. That's how that intro goes. And you've played with J.D. Crowe?
I sure did, yeah. And I played with him in from 95 to the later part of 96, and then I went back to work with JD in 99, I guess it was, or 98 or 99, before we started the band Wildfire.
Oh, that's right. You were with Wildfire, and was the startup with Phil Ledbetter then?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, you've just been everywhere, man. Always quality stuff. Whenever you see Darryl Webb in a band, it's always good stuff. And as I tell people all the time, you got to see him live because he just brings it. It just starts out and builds and builds and builds. And not that it's all high-powered, quick-tempo stuff, but, boy, it's just all – you give it all. You give it all out there. The whole band is just a great band.
Well, I really appreciate it. All the guys, they're all great players, and they work hard. And, you know, it's really, really exciting to play new material and fresh material. That way it keeps it exciting for me and the rest of the guys in the band. You know, they're all such young players and great people, and they're all great musicians, and it keeps me young.
You know, Darryl, we talked about this before, and if you're just tuning in, I'm talking to Darryl Webb here, who's right – just finished a set down in Gatlinburg. We talked about this before, I believe, and it was on the air, where you have a specific, because I've seen you do this, and the reason I ask you is you come out and you hit it, man, and you go like three songs or so, boom, 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 and then you kind of take a break. But you come out on stage, and that's a purposeful thing on your part.
It really is. You know, I've always said that, you know, if you come out on stage and you're fired up, and all the guys in the band are fired up, and it's usually that way every time we play. You know, we play four or five songs before, you know, I say anything on stage, and it just keeps your audience more interested, and it gets them excited and us excited, and it makes it fun for everybody.
Oh yeah, I mean, it's great. I tell people this: if you go to Darryl, be there when he comes out. If you see the Darryl Webb Band, because it starts in a hurry. And like you said, four songs into it, bud, before you even stop and say, "Hi, I'm Darryl Webb, and these are the guys," it just comes out, and you just go, and it does, it grabs you, it makes people want to sit and pay attention, not wander away.
Yeah, and that's, you know, it's something I learned from my dad a long time ago when we were growing up playing music. He told me, you know, if you don't have the audience's attention within the first 15 minutes, you've lost them all together.
Well, that's true. And the other thing, too, and we talked about style, and I don't want to lose this discussion about substance over style, but also you have an appearance on stage. You really do kind of harken back. You learn some things about coming out on stage, getting the audience, and appearance sake. And you always mm-hmm. have some – you always have a – depending on the audience and where you are, you will always have a look to the band. It may not that you all dress the same, but you have – You might come out in coats and ties, or you might come out in shirts that match the same. You want people to know that they're coming to a show and a performance.
It's all about the show, man. It's like I always said, you can be the best musician in the world, but you got to know how to entertain people is the thing. And I think since we went to all wireless on stage, we use those wireless mics and DPA now, and it's just it took our show to the next level, you know, where we have more movement on stage, and it makes it more fun for the audience to watch, I think, and it definitely makes it more fun for us, because it always keeps everything fresh and, you know, and new to us every time we play on stage. It ain't like we play, you know, some of the shows that we play, or we play mostly the same songs, but you know, we'll change it up every now and then, and, you know, like, most people have a rehearsed show that they do on stage, but with us, it's all, you know, it's all spur of the moment. And whatever happens then.
You know, I remember when you were just about to go to the full wireless, and I may have been talking to you at IBMA. I remember you weren't quite, you were almost ready to go. And I thought to myself, my God, Darryl Webb, free range.
Yeah.
He's going to be everywhere. He's going to be everywhere. You talk about out of control. He's going to be all over the stage. You just can't stand in one spot.
No, I've always been that way. You know, I'm pretty antsy on stage. And then, you know, I have a tendency to get a little more fired up sometimes than other times. And, you know, certain songs that we play will be a little bit faster than what they normally are.
Well, You know, it just it's nice that you have that flexibility when and number one, you have the band is great, and I don't want to shortchange the guys you play with, because I've seen this set up several times, and boy, they just tear it up right behind you. So, but you come out and you're confident enough to vary things up a little bit, and maybe a little bit of tempo, a little bit of emphasis, and just kind of, if you're feeling it, if you're really feeling a certain song, then you can just delve into it a little bit more, and your band goes right with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they sure do, man. They really work hard, and you know, most of the guys that's been in the band now have been here about 3 years now. So
yeah.
It's really, really started to gel, and over the past couple of years that we've been playing together, and it's sort of like everything's in working order now, and it's been great.
Yeah, right before we went on the air, we talked about I believe I have the last CD you released, Breaking the Barriers, right?
Uh huh.
And then you're working on putting together something, and I might have interrupted you. Talk about 20-year anniversary, 2014. You're going to do something that will include that More Life tune that you do with Rhonda?
It will be. It's a pretty much a combination of the band and people that I've worked with down through the last 20 years, like Sammy Sheila from Lonesome River Band is on it. Blue Highway, I've filled in a bunch of shows with them. I've actually about filled in on every instrument with those guys. I play guitar, mandolin, and banjo, filling in for those guys. The Grascals are on it. Jamie and Terry Eldridge and Jamie Johnson will be on it from the Grascals.
Sure.
Rhonda, Daly and Vincent, a couple guys from Wildfire, Mountain Heart. It's just a really stellar lineup, and I'm really, really excited about this project. I think it's going to be one of the strongest things I've done in my last 20 years.
The More Life thing, you know, I mean, I'm a big fan of Rhonda. I mean, a lot of people are, but I just really love the way she backs up and sings harmony and the strength of her voice. That's a beautiful tune, man. I played it.
What a great song.
Isn't that great?
That song was written by a guy named Mike Reed. He's a country powerhouse songwriter from Nashville down there. He's wrote a bunch of country hits. And Jim Van Cleve's producing the record. He also produced Breaking Down the Barriers.
Okay.
And he brought that song to me, and I said, man, I don't know what we got to do, but we got to have this song. And we recorded it, and man, I've just been so tickled ever since, and I've got a lot of great feedback from it.
Well, I snuck a copy off of it somewhere, and I put it in the rotation because it's just such a great, kind of like a nice little wet your whistle, great get ready for this. What's the album going to be called? Do you have a name yet, or is that still under wraps?
Dream Big would be the name of the record.
Oh, okay, there you go. That's about you, isn't it? You always been dreaming big.
Yeah. I dream a lot bigger, sometimes more times than others, but hopefully something will work. Hopefully something will become of it anyway.
Dude, listen, you're hitting it big. I mean, you don't you know, you're dreaming just big enough, and you're going to fill those dreams up, I guarantee it. And I can't, when do you think the new album's going to come out? Do you have a time when you think it might be released?
Hopefully around March, if we can get everybody scheduled and get the rest of the guests in on it, and we get everything finished up, it should be ready to go by March.
So
it'll
right
be on Mountain Fever Records.
Mountain
also.
Fever. Okay, so right before we get real serious into festival time, you'll have that thing hopefully done.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. All right. And you're going to be up in my neck of the woods here. You mentioned Florence. That's going to be Friday, January 3rd.
That's right. We'll be up there, and I think the show starts around 7 o'clock, so if anybody don't have anything to do on a Friday night and y'all want to come out and hear some high-energy bluegrass,
it is.
Come and see us.
High octane at the racetrack. That's what it'll be. It's the racetrack where you're performing at Turfway Race Park, which is a nice little venue. A lot of great players have played there. It's been a handy place to have some shows, so you'll enjoy that.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of great things about it. You know, we were looking for something to go with that the show the next night in Grayson, Kentucky, over at the BFW. We do that thing every year. And Gary Strong called me.
Yeah.
And asked me if I was free on that Friday night. And we just kind of hooked it up at the last minute. So we're really, really looking forward to that show.
I think it was last year that you did a New Year's Eve thing up here at a different venue.
We did, yeah. I think it was the Richwood Opry.
Yeah, that was fun. I was out there hanging around. Yeah, that was a good time. So, and when I called you this week, I thought I ought to be able to get you on before your show. And I was thinking it was Saturday. Then I called you yesterday and our Thursday. I thought, you know what? We only got one day. It's got to be today because because you'll be done and gone before I get you back on the air. So I'm glad you were available today.
Yeah, well, thank you so much. I want to talk about one thing. I just got a new signature model mandolin.
Okay, yeah, go. Go ahead, talk about it.
I just got from a guy named Chris Shelton builds them, and the name of the mandolins are Hook Mandolins, and you can visit his website at hookmandolins.com or, you know, darylwebband.com.
Okay.
I just got it in a couple of days before Christmas, and I really, really like it a lot. It's a really unique-looking instrument, and it sounds great, plays great, and if anybody's interested in one of those, I highly recommend it. Not just because it's my signature, but it's a great instrument.
And you're saying, Daryl, you're saying Hook?
Yeah, Hook, okay. H-O-O-K.
Okay. And is this something that you had a hand in and some design features to it?
I did, yeah. I designed basically the look of it. It has a spider web on the outer point, you know, for my last name, and a Black Widow spider on the neck where the fifth fret dot usually is.
Okay.
And the cover of it is, the face of it is solid black, and the back is curly maple sides and curly maple back sunburst, and then the frets are stainless steel frets. First time I've used those, but I really, really like them a lot.
You know, I've had a lot of people ask me about why aren't there more stainless steel frets, and I never did know the answer, to tell you the truth.
Mm-hmm.
But I bet you
they don't wear out.
Yeah. Yeah. And you think about, well, there's some tradition, and I pick on a banjo a little bit, and of course everybody's scared to do anything that wasn't pre-war, but it seems to me, if unless I can't imagine it would change the tone that much, but you know, it seems to me stainless steel, if you can play it, it'll last you forever.
Yeah, they will. They'll last a long time.
That's cool. All right, so you'll have your new mandolin out there Friday then, I bet.
I will, yeah.
Cool.
I've got number one, and Chris has got number two. He brought both into my house, and it was really hard for me to choose which one I liked the best. That's how good both of them were.
Great. And this is an F style?
It is, yeah.
Okay. All right, cool. Well, we'll be looking for that, too. And you just got off the stage, buddy, so I know you got to break down and get back in the car and travel on. And I really appreciate you being available. And I told the audience I was tickled that you were calling in between sets, and so we'd get you just fresh right off of another dynamic performance.
Well, I appreciate talking to you, Steve. It's always good to talk to you.
Yeah, man. Don't, you know, we'll hook up when the new thing. I tell you what, when you get the new release, and sometime in the spring, we'll do it again, talk again, and I'll get my hands on that and put it in the rotation, and we'll just keep on trucking on.
Okay, it sounds great.
All right, bud. Listen, you have a safe trip, and I'll catch up to you Friday out there in Turfway out in Florence and Boone County, okay?
All right, we'll see you Friday, buddy.
Thanks, man. Bye.
Bye-bye.
There he was. That's a lot of work. That man works hard, Daryl. You got to see him live. I'm not supposed to say go do this and go do this, but I'm telling you, when you see Daryl's band live, wow, it's just high octane. It's funny, he'll be at the racetrack. There won't be a horse out there that would have as much energy on any day of the week that Daryl Webb brings to the stage. Thanks to Daryl Webb for calling in right in between sets and on his way back to another show. And that's a great little band. Can't wait for the new album to come out. All those great people, that anniversary, 20th anniversary thing with all those great people he listed. Can you believe that? It's going to be a blast.